in the sutra of each, which are of the same nature. Now, here the Kasha from Tereja is, the Gemara says, Mai Habu'arobin Yisusi. Just, Zoma Atri Barobin Habu'ub Debi Rabkiz Debi Rabkiz Debi Rabkiz Upashtam Odom Rab Nachman, Kormoni Shem Yochel Yitzir Yayoni Yitzishay Eine Kodesh. Ho Yochel Yitzir Yayoni Yitzishay Kodesh. Aro Gadoloya. In other words, so he was patient from Rab Nachman's din that Mommy Shem Yochel Yitzir Yayoni so Yitzishay Eine Kodesh. In other words, even the Nigzel, of course, the Gazlan, the Shaya, but even if the Nigzel is Magdish, he cannot, the Hegish is not Hal, because it's not the Shusei of the Nigzel Yassis. So, Hoyach, we see the Yonim, the Shikodesh, Afal Gabloya, so Rabuni only said, if he cannot be made, it doesn't have three ladies. In other words, like the case of Mishus, I am a deal, no alias. So the Allah was called on that. So that's why the Hedges was how. The implication being that if one of the two parties had the alias that it says, then the Hedges would be how. So the more as the Kashe, but even if one of the parties had aiding, the Hedges still shouldn't be held, because of the Siasha violin, Shnei in the Chilm Hagish. Even the Nigzal cannot be Magdish, even though he has aiding, because he still didn't take it out to best. So the Kashi is, why did Rav Nachman say that in the case of Nisuse, only because he had no Eidim, so the Hedges was not Chal. But if he had Eidim, if one of the parties had Eidim, then his Hedges would be Chal. But if Rav Nachman says, Gozum Nisyasha Avalim, even the Negro cannot be Matish. Chalei, when Nisyasha Avalim, but it's not just to say, it's in the Jesus of the Gazlan. So in order to determine, me sabres, you think that this was the case with the bathtub that was in Taltolin? So in Achnana, if it had been in the Susan in Taltolin, then even if one of the parties had Hedesh, so still the Hedesh would not be Hal until for Besden he got possession of the Mishus. But here it was Nisuse Mikakoi. Kake. And Kaka we say Koyradise Mishus Dimorise. So Mele, if he had a yes, then the Egdesh would be how by the one who had a yes, that is it. So Vegas Kashe Kosher. Then the Tautal and Kakoye, the Tautal and Zoe, the Comrade Bershus, the Gazlan, the Kaine Bershus, the Aine Bershus, the Yanis, in other words, the Tautal, so even if he has a death, the Nizel cannot be matched, because he's in the shoes of the Gazlan. He took it away, he has possession, and the Nizel does not have possession. So that's on Shayach, the distinction between the town and Takoye, Shayach only, when he made my sitting. So by the Taltering, Tarkin is only some melee, he acquires Pionizela, Dazlan, a certain Pionizela, let's say, even the Balji, so it's not Kinelli Dante, but he doesn't have to pay for the transmission, and somebody that goes to Chameya. And he buys at the Chameya a year time. And then when he returns at the end, he doesn't have to pay for the transmission, because even though he was before you, they use, because Rigavi, since the Godhead made the king end, so Rigavi's transmission, it was his. The Isaac, but it was his anyway. He doesn't have to pay for it. Let's say that afterwards, somebody will reject the one from the Kaaka, and then he'll use it, or from the house, he'll use it, he'll have to pay rent, because he's not a Godhead. For if it is, he's the noise. So the only reason is why the Calvary is distinguished from Kakoyes is because by the Calvary there is a king. And the Kakoyes, even the Gazlan makes a king or something. So the Rabbanon say, in that which he tests, you know, Kame, the Gazlan, the Kaval, the Kakoval, that there is no king on exile like that. So here, he didn't make it on his area, it was an inner for long life. In other words, Urin says, the best of his mind, it has always been mine. Now all of a sudden, out of the blue sky, Urin says, Shimon is demanding, he's saying that it is. And Shimon says the reverse, it was his all the time. And Urin never had it for the first time that he's insisting that it's his. So, only one made it, whoever Gazlan is, whether the Gazlan is Reuven or the Gazlan is Shimon, if the Gazlan is Reuven, he still didn't make the onion, because it is his attempt to Gazlan. So Melech, since he didn't make any king yet, so he's pursued the violin, even if it had been Nisus and Mishalfoy. That's how the discussion.
So Rabbi Kivager's been asking, if that's the case, then why does the Gemara have to go to say this?
It's just a Nakoya.
It's still saying the Talmud.
It's Talmud. Very strong.
But because this case is not a real Gzela?
He's only trying to Gazla.
So it's not.
He didn't Gazla just yet. He's saying before Beresden that he's trying to Gazla.
But didn't he grab it away?
What he's saying to Beresden is his. No, he didn't come his way.
He wasn't talking.
It's Rania Spolangva. They were standing near the boat. And each one was screaming, it's mine. Each one was screaming. They didn't come to Beresden. So if it belongs to Reuven, so Shimon didn't make any king yet. If it belongs to Shimon, Reuven didn't make any king yet. So in other words, it's still the truth of the Nixel. The question is, who is the Nixel? Whether Reuven or Shimon. But one of them was Magdish, some Sufik. Maybe he is the Nixon. So he's supposed to say, just because it's out of Alan, you know, he's staying, but he didn't make anything on. Very strong caution. He says, in came in Taltoy, the Leukingen, the guest of Leukingen, we come to Shusei, they are nixel in a higher Gaviose. When these will come, the find says, Hoya Meshech is a share, the Shusa Bailin, and Meshech is not Kinevich, it's a Bailin. Meshech, so you don't have to pay, he's not higher Gaviose. But if he was not there, not for his king and the whole so then he's high vachais. So here didn't take anything yet. So even if it had been Yisusad in Tautoy, so the Hedges should be chalmasam. That's how the Kriyas Kashi here. And the same kind of Kashi, the same loss of the Tzorofim, of the Kriyas mentions in Sukkot. So Rabbeinu says to us first that Shulah is possible by Sukkim, like Amulet. and the Chachon Achilek Shul and Shlosh. And then the letter says that Kalatai is Nigzalis. In other words, the Rabbon learned out from the parishes with the Chachon that Kalatai is Nigzalis. It has to be the Lord of Tutsal and got the money. Yot su kakoi shimun tutoi. Yot sa abodim shirushu kakoi. Yot sa shtar shimun tutoi. So there's no chil shvues apikod. And kakoi is abodim shirushu. And the Bezer learns out a new tree, some male karakais nizalas, only shtogas, there's no chil shvues apikod. So, Avor Gozle is in Sikhove and the Hatalain is made. So, Avor Gozle is in Sikhove and Angel Lloyd's Law of Olishu. The Konuli Shemaisi Shinashem and even if there was no Shemaisi, suppose he dazzled beams and he didn't change them, but he put them under the Sukkot Eschach. So, then, El. So then there is still a Takonis HaChomim, Takonis HaShomim, but he doesn't have to return to the end. But he says, so Mele, Elgam Godam, Elgam Tzeta Yoshin, the Mele HaKonim, Big Sulo, Lambi Gezel Sukam Kudaras Rekat, Goloi Begezel Eitzin Gisicha Ben, Elgam Begezel HaSuko, HaSuyo Bebeish HaKolo, Bebeish HaSfino, the Atzman Exelis, Shein Chuberes Rikard, Vein Ola Fahar Zodom, Ela Kamoy Shid Nuyo, the Inbosh, Tano from Takonis HaShavi, Shalik Tlach with Nesi, Lehitzio Lovitzias, Kil Kar Psuri, Tak Tiri Kuntas, Barchin on Dohak, Intersib Lichot Matin on Zuo, Bifir Kayoshin Destruk of Zuo is possible, because Lehitzin Yisichave, שינח איזה לבי יוסידו, ומדירי שלי קונק, ומשום תקונס מוריש, אני רבון, וסוד, that's Rashi, בתאיסס, ישחיל את הרשי. התאיסס says, וכל משוכם, מדירה לי שלו, אפילו מדירבון, ולא ידעו לסנינו, even by סוכו, הבנוי על הקר, how it relate מקור, in the Ruvain Shabon of Sukkot, Bachatsiri Shal Sinai, Midalte, Midalte of Sinai, Dagwes Abach, makes the correction, Shaloi Midalte of Sinai. Why? But apparently, the Bach had the same passes of Vega. That's why he changed against it. But the way it was written in Tesis, and the way all the Shani mentioned it, who mentioned the Tesis, Midalte, who being Shabon Sukkot Bachatsiri Shal Sinai, Midalte Shal Sinai. So, who being an honest man? So then, to him, and so the Chotzer is allowed to build the Sukkot. The Sukkot completely belongs to him. Then, Shimon, the owner of the Chotzer, took her. So then he threw out Ruvain from the Sukkot, and he dwelled in that Sukkot. So Mele Shimon will not be Mekayim in the Sukkot. Why? Because Shimon Lekayme, they know that they are sure, Shimon Lekayme, they are Susi Shal Ruvain. The Lidamya Lekarka, the Chaskatabayim is. So that's why it's not considered a Sukkot Zuo, because Kohi Chadisi is a Moish. But when the person built the Sukkot in the Chotzer of the Dazlan, so the Dazlan, so it is the Sukkot of the Dazlan. So Mele, so the Chepse, the Sukkot, the Sukkot Zulo, so it should be possible. It's not always, Rashi says that the whole Allah of Sukkot Zulo, where the Sukkot itself is considered, if it goes out to the Sukkot, it's only Shayach, Bar Sukkot, Asuya, Bereish, Asuna, to the Rishakama, but not as Sukhasuyatar. Satiri says, no. If Ruben build the Sukhe in the Chotzer of Shime, the Tariti of Shime, then the Sukhe is already, so then the Sukhe is in the Shus of the Gazlan, because this is Chotzer. So Mele, Shime, Munabu, Mikayim, Mikasu. Now let's hear to Yesos. Tomorrow, I'm going on the other side of the house of the house. In case, in God's body, we have something to say in his own. Now, you can make him a hit with everything. You know about a high. So you can make him a hit with our head. Suppose you're lying on the number of body. You use them as Spanish. Well, they took off another side. Well, that the son of Suke that tried to only to Schach or to Tfaris also. So, it's a machleket between the Rosh and Rambam, but in so far as the Aloche of the Suk of Zuh is concerned, Reb Chaim says, everybody will agree that it applies to the Schach also, in other words, he's chilek and in Chassinuch. I'll discuss it. So he says, so Mele, if somebody will use the body as punish, you know, put Shach upon them, and then he'll dazzle upon him, and he'll use the body as punish, and he'll put Shach upon the body, then he'll be tied in the mitzvah. Then he will. Then he will still be in time with Rosuke, because the aloha of Kalakain Ixeles is not in Mitzis. Because Koli Hadishim is in Moise. Because the Gemoris and the Lakama says, Kotza Abodim Shehuksel Gapoyes, so this way, if he's being based on Mitzis, because Kalaka is the Echsel Hizuz on the Kimo, so it should apply only to Kalaka, not Abodim. So it's a din that Karaka is moved of things. The Moraya called it to the pleasure who doesn't ask him how to plow. So then Karaka is also Mikhail. So by Karaka is also an example. So the pleasure says, because also the bishop thing, so it's Chayim Vachayis. But because Karaka is in Exelis, Mitzadin, not Mitzadin. And the body books of Dakwais, they have the same status as Kakwais. So Mele, even since it's a Din, so even the case where Ruben built Suke in the Chotzer of Shimon, the Daiti of Shimon, and then Shimon threw out Ruben. And so then Shimon should not be able to be kind of mitzvah of Sukkot, even in a situation like this, which is not a Sukkot or a Suyo, the race has finished. But if I have a thing, I don't know if it's valid, then the Sushi at Oslin, the Afrobeke, in his eyes, the Torah in one. So it's the same kind of passion. Now, in order to answer both passions that are today there, we have to see a right.
Rebbe, yeah. Why does it have to be that it's in one person's rishus or the other? Isn't it possible that it be in neither person's rishus? And that's why, at least, that'll answer the question in Bava Metzia, that it's in neither person's rishus, so you can't make it hekdesh.
You mean a shimen, you know, a shimen, built a suke, the Reisha Agoras, you know, of Ruben. And then he moved the Agoras in the suke to Levi's house. Oh, I the same thing. What's the difference? The same thing.
So, no, but isn't it possible for this piece of land to have a status of it being belonging to nobody? Not the person who really used to own it, the Nigzal, and not the person
who stole it? No, the case is Are you saying it's a connection with Rav Yehuda's Kashi in Bava Metzia?
In Bava Metzia, for sure. I want to say for in Bava Metzia.
Yes, so what?
That maybe that it's, even though this person claims it's his and this person claims it's his, really neither of them now own it. It's not Birushusa of either of them.
You mean, if it will be an Indian of Kol Alambah, and Uvein and Shimon will fight over it, then we'll come to Bezni. And then we come to Bezni. The last moment there, in the Bezni's office, Bezni tells that Kol Alambah, really she was upset, now it's mine. So then Bezni will not say, well, the three of you have to fight out. That's not. It's a near of Kol Alambah. Perik Tes Miluches, Sile Vadeide, Halochao. Hadizel Kaa Kame Chaveri, Ve Yitzido, Yen Shechof Havo Beireis, Sichen Mayres, Ui Shekotza Se Zivon, Ve Shiche Se Samayot, Ve Hora Shabdin, Chayet Lo Hamid Lei, Vayin Shun Shoge, Ve Shehoye, Ve Shafakdeilo, Ui Shalem Nei Mashiach. Av, in Nishris of Malau, the age of Noah, when Nishris of Beish, she yelled on Hashemayim, Eimalei, Hakei Shalokho Fenecho, the Paschman's Lager of Onan, of a brother, in the Lakame, Shakarka Bechas Kastayim and Kayem, the Yachayas of Seed Olof, Elohim Tidipsi Biyode, Mashein Hadin King in Talton, Moshe Be'ah. So the Rambam doesn't discuss about the Miyayo. He only discusses the Takwes. How about the Miyayo? The Rambam says that if somebody battles Kark and Chopfano, he's not Chai Bachais. What about Gozo Abodim, Mameishu? So can he say to the Nixla Rishaloka Konechona? The Rambam doesn't discuss it. So the Rambam says, Omar Abon, Tame Uze, Shehule Beer. In other words, he's not Chelik, but he's massive against the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam discuss the case about Nuska Cheres, Emes Uze, Elo Shalui Beer? Okay. In other words, so according to both his voice. So, the Ayved agrees with the Rambam, but he's only asking, why don't you explain that Avodim is different? Sharei also Avodim Tachakoyes, Lin Gazlan, Sharei Skinu Yisam, Imel Arishu Menech, Milhani Yilin Khush, Afogat, Vilhatrek Zile Mirvein Yit, David still exists. But he became lean because he was starved, he didn't eat enough food. So then, what did they mean? The Inlay, Harish Lavanech, Alam Mixolini, the Komaki Mixolini, the Nikin, the Nikin's the use, to see by Yish in any Shevi, and Rinan or Evich in Yishba, how do we know that Jews is thinking about what he means? By Takoyes Yush is not king, even though there is the Loshen in Tesis in Sukhe, that even by Takoyes, if it's not just Yush, but it is Yush to such an extent that it's in Shtakashim Apari, that was Shimon Garo Tesori from Uvein, and it was a Gavra Alem, and he kept it in his possession for many years, and then people forgot that she really belongs to Uri. So that way, Yush escaped. That's based upon the Yerushalmi line. We don't have to go over it. Why is it? Why is it that only the Akwes only use coupled with the Sabbath and Abali? Because Karaka is in Exelis. But the reason is why. It is Nishtakash and Abali together with Yus. So it is, so the God of Nishkin sets Mitzat King and Kibus. Not Mitzat King and Yus, but Mitzat King and Kibus. So he says, but Yus is not effective at that place. Because Kolei Chadi is a Yishuzel Mor, he said, by avoiding, it is effective. The Rai is, by doing whatever to Nishbo, by Tur, Kishin Bechirin, Hacha Yus, Lo Yishtabe, Tur, Lo Yishin, Lo Yishin, Amalav Tata. So he sees not the Tata. That's another fact. The Avi Shein will explain the Gemara of Eretz in Nishbo. So, not on the basis of Yus, but on the basis of Kibbutz. In Gittin, that one go. But the Rambam, the Rambam explains it on the basis of Yus. How my last kakanam, so kone nafshi be Yus.
According to the Rambam, Kibbutz would help by Karka?
Kibbutz certainly helps by Karka. By
Yus does not.
I mean, you may have killed the Sikh.
Right. Yeah. But Yus does not help by Karka?
What?
Yus does not.
Yus not.
So the case where you say...
You see. So, but, when, why do I say, I mean, why do I say, so to say, that used by Tarata, coupled with Nishtakashim Abayim, so then he's killing some people. But without the Nishtakashim Abayim, he's not killing some people. And he may have killed the Sikhaim, so it was not Nishtakashim Abayim. We know today that this originally belonged to Sikhaim. The answer is, it all depends who the Kiddush is. If the Kiddush is in Melech, who is all-powerful, and no one will dare take it away from him, so then he doesn't require Nishtakashim Abayim in order to have a Chalishim Kiddush. But if the Kiddush is a regular list in Israel, so not worry, so then it's not considered Kiddush. Otherwise, every Gezel should be considered Kiddush. And the Aloch of Kibbutz, whether legally of the din or not of the din, is Kene. That's the exact apostle of Amun May of Tia of Sikh. Amun May of Tia. Alright, so he says.
Wait, and according to this rabbi, by Avadim, we're saying
Yush is Kene.
Yush is Kene.
So is
the question of the rabbi in the Rambam is that we see there's
no, he says.
There's a difference.
No, the rabbi doesn't say that he disagrees. The Rambam doesn't say. He disagrees. The Rambam didn't say. Biggest chosid, my father said, the biggest chosid that the Rambam had was in the Raivet. Because the Raivet told Thomas College to be masik on the reef. And when he's masik on the Ramoya, he uses sharp language. But when the Raivet is masik against the Rambam, he never uses sharp language. The sharpest language that I ever used. In one place he says, Emes Sham Chabarase, Oso Chibo Noe Agneit. He said, but the biggest, the sharpest word that I uses against the Rambam, right? It was very sharp in his expressions against the Rambam. But against the Rambam, he says, Inkam Melach Vodam. That's the sharpest effect. You know, there's a story I heard from a nephew of Robert. So Robert used to invite to his house for Shabbos some of his Talmudim. Tell me. So one time he invited a few Talmudim. And the Rebbetzin, the Robert's Rebbetzin, served soup. And no one of the Talmudim ate it. So, but Robert ate it. So then, the Rebbe's noticed no one of the Talmidim ate it. Might be something the matter with it. So she asked the Talmidim, it's not good. No, it's just don't tell him anything. So she asked Rebbe Ober, how is it that that you have an appetite all the time and you're talking. Never has an appetite. So they are sad. I'll tell you why you start. They didn't eat because you didn't put in any spices, any salt in the soup. So she said to him, so why didn't you tell me? So he said, so what if he doesn't have melach and tali? The rabbi says again, ain't counting melach and tali. So that means that the Rambam isn't good. The Rambam makes a lot of sense without melach and without tali. So here, the rabbi is not mashik and tali. Elos olivia, and the soge of the rabbi consists in the fact that how come the Rambam didn't point out the difference between karkois and avodim in respect to use. So he says, the chsiva yidin, I'm laughing karkinom, the konen hafshi be use. Hiltach, tishe meisa yade, in misfa, is in shalom es domo, shari, tishe meis, ein shalei lifono, uch tishe meis, vidasot. So in other words, the Rivas says that the avodim zooks of the tapo is only in connection with shin, because all avodim is skin, is in the Irish hall for now. But because all avodim are made so, then he is in the fuyev, it has shun. So this Rabchai explains the Rivas, there is nothing to explain the Rambam, because the Rambam is not feeling. So Chaim says there are two parshas of Zera. One parsha of Zera is Veheshev Esak Zera Shabbosa. So the Gemara Darshan's indication was all Yarza. In love, Domim Boyom Shvut. But if it's not Kenshe Gozal, then Domim Boyom Shvut. He has to pay them. What it means not Kenshe Gozal? In other words, there is a Shinu. But even if the Shinu is the Shinu of Tzas, it's not the same as it was at the time of exile. So then he cannot return it, and if the Nigzel wants he should pay, so then he has to pay, even though the Shinu happened by itself, not that the Gazlan was offering the Shinu, so it happened by itself. So that's the parasha, that's the halacha, that Yush is gaining. And Yush is gaining, why is Yush gaining? Because of the kinyan thing. Yush mimele certainly is no kinyan. So the halacha is that if at the time of the asura, so it's not kinyan, it goes out, then he's came with the original Maisa Kinyan that the Gazal made when he took out the Chayfes Beshusabari, or in words, Magdia, the Chayfes Beshusabari. The Rai is from the Gemara in Tumen, in Tumen, in connection to the Machleket between the Rav and the Baye, where Kol Mil Selom Rachmona Usavi is Yovid Mahane or Yovid Loi Mahane. So Abai says, Kol Mil Sedom Rachmone, he Ovid is Mehane. Abai says, Kol Mil Sedom Rachmone, he is Ovid, he Ovid Loi Mehane. So, and both learn it out from Tmoy. We have the Fenu Vilyon, they say, Put Moros in Yekidish. So Abai says, Kol Mil Sedom Rachmone, he is Ovid, he Ovid Mehane. We learn it out from and Tmure, there is a lot not allowed to make Tmure, but still, if you did make Tmure, so Ruth Morsi, Yekid, and Kove says, on the contrary, here is Exodus Apostle, Ruth Morsi, Yekid, but anywhere else, so it's Loi Mehane. So why is it Chayv Malkes? Why is it Chayv Malkes? Because it's over and memory, the Rachmone, what is Loi Mehane? So the Gemara asks many questions. kasha on chayot alav. So if we pass on like shinat money, that's a kedushin instead of the chayot alav, because the other is in the David, because the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, so the Gemara will tell us this is special to the sakasa. Then the Gemara asks, Vare Daslan, the Torah says, Lusixel, and still it's Mihani. So the Gemara says, there is a Zer Sakosa. The issue is a Saksila Shakosa, it didn't change because of the Arzia. So the reason as to why he's Kane, because it's a special Zer Sakosa. That he was Kane for the Kinyan he did at the time of the Zeilah. Now, so there, the Kinyan takes place at the time of the Zeilah, at the time when the behemoth becomes old, he doesn't do any Kinyan. So we see that the reason as to why Aslan is Kinyan with the Yush is because of the original Kinyan Zeilah that he made. But then there's another parish, the parish of Shvus at the Kod, the Bayit. Kufu Zayin or Lokame on the base. Shot for no, the Sode, Imre Ari Shokna. Tom Rabon, Hagil Sodom Hadir, the Shot for no, Chayab Hamid Lay, Soda, Diver of Oza. Homin Imre, Imre Ari Shokna, of Michael Fugate, the Blazer Dolish Ribun Mute. The chickens by me say rib, because they meet. Kosh is by the shaker cause of a ribo. Ribo meet the ribo aki. My rubber, communion. My meat, meat starts. So, brother Darshans, ribo meet the ribo, not fall apart at all. So isn't the Torah is only my starts. So, Kakulis enjoys. The Rabbonon Darashe Kolu Pot, the Chichesh Klav, the Kodim Pot, Oy Nikol Chazal Klav, Klav Pratu Klav, Iyat Udon Rodin Pratu. Ma Prat Dover Amitul Tu Bidu Fenomei, Af Kol Dover Amitul Tu Bidu Fenomei, Yotsu Kakoi Shein Mikalke, Yotsu Avodim Chiyushu Kakoi, Yotsu Stories, Shafshe Mikalke, Ein Bidu Fenomei. So the Loch of the Kaka in Mizelis is learned out from the parish of Shwiz at the Kotten. By Shwiz at the Kotten, there is no King of Zele, because he didn't take away, he just threw the was came there. And he was Nish by the Bezel. He didn't take away anything. So then is Mechuyev, and to pay Karen Chaimish in Osh. So we see, and from that parasha, the Gemara learns out the aloche that avodim is in exolim, and kakoy is in exolim, and avodim hukshu kakoy. So in other words, that means that there can be a ma'aseh gzeila without kinyan gzeila, because by Shvus at the Kotel, he didn't do any ma'aseh, he never touched the chayvus. He was just kefir and nishba. So there is only ma'aseh there. So there are two mechayvus for Gaslan. One is kinyan there. There's the parasha of the heshiv, the saksila shagoso. And then there is a mechayev ma'aseh. So in the case of what we of the skin, so then the Atum Chayv, first of all, because of my exil, he took it away with Tzias, Mershus Avayim, and King exil, because he made a king in Shechay, or Hakoyim, then in the case of Havodim, so King exil is Mufka, Yotza Havodim, Shushuk Hakoyim, but my exil, Ishayach, but what Hakoyim, we don't need exerus akosu. It might exerus is not shaykh, because the mtsias is not shaykh. That's so yirush. That's why the Eved distinguishes between meisa Eved and nishayish. Yirush is not kinyan. Where is yirush mentioned? It's Avi Avi. And we learn out a gezel. A farmer day. So I called it Roman Dona. So use Batsman skin without you, without your issues, without your mindset. That's Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yisrael. So use by itself, not together with your issues. So it's not king. Why? Why don't we learn it out from farmer day day? Because Aveda is material of Yonah, and Gezel is the Yeshuva of Yonah. So that means that the reason as to why Yush is Kene by Avodim, by Gezel Avodim, is because Yush is Kene. Yush is Kene, Yush is Kene by something that is of. So Aveda is in Hechtim Tzerchovim, and Gezel is also in Hechtim Tzerchovim. But by Takoish, Yish couldn't be Kene, because it's not out. So, suppose somebody feels his pocket, and he will not feel the Chifis that he had in his pocket. It's pushed in the corner, and then it'll say, Vail Chisom. And then, a day later, a person tells him, oh, you pushed the chifetz in one corner, so now I'll clean it. I took it out from that corner. Because Yush is only cleaning when he's seen the shuse. The shuse Yush is not clean. So the reason is why Yush is not cleaning, but Takoyis is always the shuse. Always with it. Some Nele, what Havodim was there is in the Tzias of Maisha Zela, which Nagra should say, is of the case, of course, what Havodim was Meisu, so it's Chayva Chayesh, the Dazzle cannot say to the Nitzel, Harish Halach Lefanach. This is what the Rav Chaim says in explaining the right. Now,
wait. So according to this, by Avadim Yesh will work because the Mitzias you could do.
Yes,
I wouldn't recall.
Yeah, there is a nice example.
There is a nice example.
Like according to Mitzias, there is no nice example.
Okay, that's why Yesh will work. But on the other hand, Shinui will not be called.
That's right.
Why?
Because the Kinyan of Shinu is based upon the Kinyan Zele at the time of the Zele. Well, I the Gemara mentions it as a kashe against Rove, who says, Kol Mutsu Roma Achmon El Yisavi, Yovi Unani. So, how is it that if it's not King Shukoso, so then it's Domi Goyle Shume? So the Gemara says, there's a Zele Sakoso. But otherwise, it's Loina. So, Shinu is based upon the Kinyan Zeila, but Meisu is based upon the Maisu Zeila. Now we can go back first.
Wait, how do you see from the Gemara and Shmura that Shinu is based upon the Kinyan Zeila?
Because otherwise,
what
does it to do with